The Christmas season is fast approaching and the rush of adrenaline is kicking in. Although I wish the spirit of the season, love, goodwill to mankind, and kindness, would be evident all year long, I find that in the trying days we are living in, Christmas has slowly lost its charm in commercialism. I certainly have tried hard over the years to stay clear of getting wrapped up in the hustle and bustle of the season, but somehow I think more and more, the bah humbug feeling of Mr. Scrooge pervades our very souls at least once in a while. It is evident in all of the shopping and wrapping, socializing and commercialism that materialism has brought. On the other hand, it's not concern about myself, my pleasure or satisfaction, but more about my desire to make others happy. It's not an easy challenge to find something for each loved one that they want, especially the little people in my life. I'm not really up on the toys that little boys under 7 enjoy, but I'm sure glad that I have the short track to Santa. I get to proofread the kids' lists prior to them sending them off to the fluffy jovial soul so I can be in the know. In all of it, it's in the sacrifice of giving that we in turn receive the blessing of being able to give. How sweet it is to make someone else happy. As I have confessed over the years, I hate throwing money out the window on stuff that sits under the tree and then gets tossed in a corner a few days later never to be remembered again. That is why we have always opted to say I love you to our kids by giving them cold hard cash, although a little something or two under the tree always lights up the night. It's pretty boring for a kid under 7 to get excited about a few bucks for their future education when they could be trying to make or break something. We all know what most toys are made of these days. Santa's elves better start using better quality supplies or else grandparents will have to apply for a job in Santa's workshop in quality control. But even though commercialism has brought with it the stress of the season, we don't need to let it pervade and take over all that Christmas wonder. Christmas is a time of cheer, warm fuzzy feelings, goodwill to others and a time to cherish and be with those we love. Let the spirit of Christmas, the love and grace that was extended to us that first Christmas in the gift given to the world, be extended through us to others, not only at Christmas but all year long. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.